Mark, thanks for joining me. You're on the Measurement Minute, and we're going to talk a little bit about your company and what you do. I think it's pretty fascinating. We've had an opportunity to chat a couple times, and I think what you're doing is a really unusual and interesting exploration of retail technology and analytics. Why don't we start by introducing your company and yourself a little bit?
Sure. I'm Mark Shackleton. I'm the CEO of Smart Seal. Smart Seal is a young startup having just launched last year during the start of the pandemic. We give secure digital identities to physical products to enable next generation pre and post sale consumer interaction and data collection. And we're doing this through NFC and RFID technology. So I guess I can talk a little bit about this, the platform a little bit. Our goal is to make it as easy as possible for our customers to implement this technology in their product. We provide NFC and RFID tags built to our customers' specifications, a cloud-based platform for authenticating and managing tags, a full-feature API, and a secure deployable tag programmer that can be integrated into existing manufacturing facilities to ensure speed and flexibility in the manufacturing process. We're flexible. We can work with a wide variety of products, from apparel to aviation parts to legal documents. We're scalable. We can work with just a few tags or with millions. We're very secure. The NFC and RFID tags we use are encrypted with bank-grade encryption, and it prevents third-party tracking in order to maintain CCPA and GDPR compliance. The encryption also provides anti-counterfeiting elements, and because these tags can't be copied or overwritten. And lastly, our platform is easy to integrate. So we're in the process of building some drop-in code for websites and apps that work with different e-commerce platforms.
That's certainly something we've been talking about. But digital identity for products, and I think most people who listen to Measurement probably have a decent understanding of what these tags are. But why do products need a digital identity, and what do people do with it?
So the tags are integrated into products and programmed during the manufacturing process. They can be scanned at any time along the production and distribution process, including after the product is sold. So the information that is presented when the tag is scanned is dynamic. So the brand can choose to present whatever information they desire to the end user at any time. So from a customer, from a consumer or end user perspective, it's as simple as tapping a modern smartphone on the embedded tag in the same way you would do with a touchless payment like Apple or Google Pay. Everything happens through the phone's internal browser, so there's no app that's required to download. It's a very extremely simple and easy process. So on the back end, however, we collect and process a lot of information based on these scans, and we make it available to our customers through the API and dashboard.
So the idea really is the customer, if they're interested in product or if they've bought product, they can take out their phone, they can put it next to the product, and then the manufacturer can bring them to a digital experience, whether that's a product registration experience or whether that's more information about the product or some kind of experiential thing or even a survey about what they like about the product or how they're using it. I mean, really, what you guys are doing are creating sort of a digital bridge from the product to the manufacturer, right? Is that a good way
that's
to correct. Think about
that? That's a good way to think about it, yep.
So, Mark, what does the consumer have to actually take advantage of the system?
So all the consumer needs to have is a modern smartphone that has NFC enabled on it, which is a significant share of the smartphone market at this point. And all they have to do is bump their smartphone on the product.
So no mobile app required, nothing that they have to download. Yeah, I think that's really nice because that's such a huge barrier to getting people to do anything, right? When you can just think one nice thing about QR codes, although they often drive me crazy, is that you don't really need anything. You've got everything on your smartphone, and that's a lot easier than any kind of app-based integration. Mark, what about the manufacturer or the retailer who's setting up the system? Can you walk me through what's involved, what they have to do to get this set up and implemented?
Sure. We believe that the overhead cost of implementation should be as small as possible. When we onboard a customer, we launch a secure cloud server specifically for that customer. So the next step is that we gather information about their use cases and send them some sample tags, a programmer, and some instructions to get them started. Each case is unique and slightly different, but we're dedicated to making this process as painless and quick as possible. So once we have everything working, with their system and our system, then we can scale it up to production.
Okay. Now, you talked a little bit about use cases. I think the most interesting thing really is, what are some of the really top of mind use cases that you think people can execute with the technology?
Sure. Post-sale consumer interaction solutions like product and warranty registration, rewards programs, and transfer of ownership are some very common use cases. You can use this product to do things like, say, register a handbag. If that handbag gets lost or stolen, the owner can log in and mark it as such. So then if the bag is ever attempted to be resold, anyone who scans it will get a warning that it's being sold illegally, and the location data can even be sent back to the owner so they can track where their bag is. So that would be like an example of an integrated use case. There's some interest in this platform for brand authentication, anti-counterfeiting, and tamper detection. So there's several use cases in the spirits industry, as well as with high-value luxury goods like sneakers, handbags, watches, and apparel. Brands may find this useful for marketing campaigns or internally for product tracking, sales, and distribution effectiveness. This platform offers the opportunity to build applications around products because we enable proof of possession, proof of ownership, geolocation, and proof of authenticity.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And I think some of those use cases seem really compelling to me. I know that manufacturers really want people to register for the product. And I think most manufacturers these days are really looking for a direct pathway to communication with the consumer. And this feels like it really facilitates that.
Absolutely. I think that certain problems that this product can solve, like invalid reviews that are given to products. A lot of times you'll see products are being inflated, reviews are being inflated and things like that by outside influences.
Yeah.
With a system like this, you can only enable a review to take place if someone actually has the product in their hand. And I think that can be really powerful in terms of, you know, providing an honest review system to the customer.
Agree. I think that's a terrific point, and that's something that I think drives people crazy. I'm not sure what the percentage is, but it feels like about half of the reviews you see are fake out there, which is really annoying. And obviously that's destructive of the whole community and point of reviews. When you lose faith in them, well, what good do they do anybody at that point? One question I had for you, a little bit of a follow-on to that from a use case perspective. I think we've been seeing a lot of talk this year about the number of returns and how difficult it is for retailers to handle product return. In some cases, retailers are just telling people, just keep it. Don't even send it back to me. Is there a use case around product return with this technology?
I think so. I think that what we're seeing is a rise in secondary markets. So a lot of people are, if they are not getting any use for return, they're trying to resell it or trade it. And this can be a very good use case for the Smart Seal technology, because if there's an app if this is used to build an app to register the product and to indicate ownership, this can be used to transfer ownership as well, even through an online payment system. So whoever, you know, is registered to that product is the owner of that product.
Cool. One question I had for you when we first talked. Obviously, we deal a lot more with retailers than manufacturers. It's a pretty big effort in a lot of respects for a manufacturer to embed this into their supply chain. And from a retail perspective, you don't always have that opportunity. I thought one really interesting thing about what you guys do is the opportunity to approach this on a pilot basis. And the way a retailer can, for instance, pen this product just to merchandise that's on display or used for demonstration purposes. Can you talk a little bit about the opportunities both for manufacturers and retailers to use the technology, maybe not in full deployments across every product they're shipping, but maybe more on a demo basis?
Sure, absolutely. We have a pilot program set up for brands to try our product. We have kits that are ready to ship that include demo tags and instructions for use. And we can even ship our programmers for brands to test in their manufacturing facilities. If they want to do this on, like, for an in-store display, that's something we can certainly facilitate. Like I said, our system is very scalable, so we can handle just a few tags. And if you want to get information, data, and analytics just on those few tags, that's absolutely fine. we find that the more scans you have, the better your data looks.
So. More data is usually good. Well, that's actually a really nice transition point into my last question. And obviously, it's something that's always top of mind for us. Can you talk a little bit about the data and analytics that flows out of the system? I don't think that's just top of mind for us. People who deploy this kind of technology, data and data collection is often top of mind for them too, right? Can you tell me a little bit about how the data flows out and how you guys provide it off to customers?
Sure. I think what's really interesting is seeing brands that you wouldn't think would have a large interest in data actually hiring on data scientists. We've seen this in even some smaller clothing brands. They're just looking to really figure out the wants and needs and behaviors of their customer. And I found that actually surprising, for things like people brand selling things like t-shirts and shorts.
Sure. You know? Yeah.
So we gather and store large amounts of data from the tags and scans. All of this data is available to our customers through the API. And we display relevant information and analytics on the dashboard. So each scan creates a record that contains things like a unique ID for that specific product, geolocation data, the time and date of the scan, authentication status of the scan, the tamper seal status, the number of times the product has been scanned, type of product, the information about the product, like batch number, sales ID, expiration date, distributor ID, merchant ID, when the product was created, and more. So as you can imagine, it's quite powerful intelligence on how products are being distributed and used. Our customers can process this data any way they see fit, as they always have access to it. However, we also understand that this can be a lot of data for some businesses to process. So we display some common and useful metrics on the dashboard. We display things like scan frequency over time for any given product. That's like an indication of when your products are being interacted with and how frequently or how common. We have things like a list of products which are interacted with most frequently, indications of tags which are attempting to be forged, which can be an indication that people are trying to counterfeit your product. The number of active tags, and this is a work in progress, so we're continuously improving the default dashboard based on feedback we get, but we can also deliver custom dashboards if customers
request. I never met an analytics and reporting system that wasn't a work in progress, and I know that's for us too, right? I thought that one of the really interesting scenarios for putting what we do and what you do together, we have an analytics system around merchandising display, where we can understand how often shoppers are stopping in front of a display, how long they spend there, and where they go around it. But one request we get a lot of times is, well, but did they interact with product, and what did they do, and which products was it? And it feels like what you do is a really nice adjunct to that, and people can take just the product on display and use SmartSeal to actually get that extra level of detail, right? That's kind of a natural fit between sort of a higher level shopper level tracking and that really detailed product level tracking you guys provide.
Oh, absolutely. And you can give your customers an opportunity to give feedback on the product that they're handling too, and right there in the store. I think that would be an excellent fit.
Yeah, that's awesome. And voice of customer is one of those things that, boy, retailers really struggle with. It's such a powerful way to understand what customers like and don't like and how you can deliver them better experience. It's just hard to do in the store. It's hard to do anywhere, but I think it's especially hard to do in the store. That was definitely one of my favorite use cases around your product. Mark, this has been great. I think the product's absolutely fascinating. I hope people will engage with it. How do they reach out and contact you? What's the best way to get in touch with you guys to find out more?
Well, you can email me. Email is mark@smartseal.io, or you can visit our website, smartseal.io, and there's a contact form there.
Excellent.
We'll get right back to you.
That's a promise. Okay, Mark. Thanks so much. Thanks for coming on the Measurement Minute. Really enjoyed it.
No problem. Thank you very much, Gary.